Hey, today's daf is daf mem beis. So we got to the top five lines down. We're going to go through a number of different drushas, what it means, bal shor naki. We're talking about the animal, sakol yisakel. If the shor has killed a person, regardless of whether the shor is a tam or a shor is a muad, we stone that shor. And you can certainly not eat that shor. And the question was, what's bal shor naki coming to teach us? So we initially thought bal shor naki is telling us that even if you shech the animal, so you can't get hana. Those in the yard. Was it before the skila, after the skila? But now we're going through a number of other drashas where Baal HaShor Naki might be something else. So Gemara says, Tani Idach, Baal HaShor Naki, he's Naki, he's clean. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Naki mi Dmei Vlados. Clean from paying any Dmei Vlados. That is, if Rashi explains here, this is five narrow lines down in Rashi, mi Dmei Vlados, Nagach es Ha'isha V'yotza Yalda. Let's say the shore Gore is a pregnant woman, and the children come out, stillborn, miscarries. So the halacha is that normally you have to pay, if the person, if an individual, hits a woman and causes her to lose a Dmei Vlados, he owes a Dmei Vlados to her husband. But let's say we learn, if the shore causes this to happen, causes her to miscarry, so then the halacha is the Baal HaShor is Naki, he's clean. That's what Rabbi Yosef Lili says, we learn from this. The Baal HaShor does not have to pay for Dmei Vlados. So Amla Rabbi Kiva says, Harehi Omer, we don't need this pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki. There's another pasuk that tells us that Ashur is pater from Dmei Vlados. What's that pasuk? The very source, Ki Yinatsu Anashim, when men are fighting, and the pasuk goes on to explain, say in the side here, V'nagfu Isha Hara, and they hit a pregnant woman, V'yatsu Yiladeh, and the children come out as stillborns. Loye Asun Anush, if there's no Asun, which means if the woman doesn't die, so Anush Yanesh, they have to pay the Dmei Vlados, Kasher Yoshes Olav Baal HaIsha. They have to pay the Dmei Vlados to the husband. So Gemara's Medayik, says Rabbi Kiva, Anashim v'lo Shvarim, only if men cause her to miscarry, but not Shvarim, not oxen. So you don't need a Pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki. We already, the Pasuk itself, within the Pasuk, tells me that a Shor would be Pater. So Gemara answers, Shapir Kamer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva responded very, very correctly. You don't need the Pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki. So Amar Rav Ula, Bered Derev Idi, Itzrich. Now you still need the pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki, because Sakadaita Chamina. I would have thought Anashim v'lo Shvarim Hadomim LaAnashim. Not all Shvarim are going to be exempt. Only Shvarim that are similar to Anashim will be exempt. But other Shvarim might be chayv. What does that mean? So Ma Anashim, just like Anashim are Muadim, we know Adam Muad Liolam. So only an Adam who's Muad. So only he's chayv to pay. So to the shvarim that are pater, right? Anashim velo shvarim, anashim muadim are chayiv velo shvarim muadim. But a shor who's a muad would be pater from dmei vlados. Ha tam mechayiv, but a shor tam would be chayiv in paying the dmei vlados. Is the havamina from the pasuk ki natsu anashim? So that's why you need kasir rachmana bal hashor naki de pater. That Baal HaShor Naki is extra, that even a shor tam is pater from the Dmei Vlados. So I know you're all bothered by what kind of havmin is that. How could there be havmin that a shor muad's pater and a shor tam's chayiv? Rava was bothered by the same question. Rava says, Yetziva ba'ara v'gyura b'shmei shmaya. So I'm not sure exactly what the comparison is, but something's off here. So what did they say in English, what this means? So is that the guest?
It sounds like better in English.
Right.
Citizen on the ground and the alien is in the high heavens.
Alien says alien.
Alien.
His citizens on the ground and the aliens in the shemaim, that makes sense to me. But either way, so something's off here. That's a phrase which I don't usually appreciate, these phrases in the Babylonian phrases. But something's off here, so that can't be what you need Baal HaShor Naki coming to teach us.
That's Trump, right?
What?
Trump is
what?
Trump's
Habermin.
Trump's
Habermin?
Yeah, he wants to expel
all the aliens, you're saying? Oh, okay. So El Amar Rava says, I would have thought, no. The reason why you need both psukim, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, is for the following reason. Itzrech Sakadat Chamina, I would have thought, Anashim velo Shvarm Hadomim LaAnashim. Only men who cause a miscarriage is chayiv, but a shor who's similar to a man would be potter. What does that mean? Ma anashim muadim af shvarim muadim. Just like a man is muad, he's chayiv. So to a shor who's muad would be potter. The kavachomer the tam, and that now we can learn the kavachomer to that tam is also potter. The p'tiri. Because if a shor muad potter, then what?
I'm sorry. So it didn't make a difference by a shor. Once he does damage to a human,
is automatically, whether he's a tam or he's a muad, it doesn't make
sense. At this point, exactly. A shur muad's going to be pater from the pasuk itself, and then through kav v'chomer, even a shur tam will be pater from dmei vlagos. Right. So now what do you need the pasuk for? So the Gemara explains, hadar kasir achmana bal hashur naki. So now we have the other pasuk, bal hashur naki, to tell me, to qualify the previous p'tur, that only a tam would be pater, but muad would be chayef. That no, it's limiting. Only a bal shornaki, only a tam would be pater, not a muad. So a muad, taka we're saying right now, a shur muad, that caused a miscarriage, the bal hashur should be chayef. So amalei abayi says, according to this logic, elameat, if that's the case, gave boshes nema nami, we could say the same logic with regards to boshes. What does that mean? Nema hachi, say as follows. Anashim velo shvarm hadomim lanashim. So let's get the pasuk for a second. Pasuk says, same idea, ki natu anashim yachtim. And two men are fighting, and isha v'achi v'karva isha ha'echad. And one of the women come over, la'atzilas isha, to save her husband from this fight, miyad makeo, from the one who's hitting her husband. V'shalcha yada v'yachzika mevushav. And she sticks a hand out and she grabs him in such a way that embarrasses him. So we see that in this case, when two men are fighting and the woman causes embarrassment, so that's when the shis chayef. So we're being medayik, anashim velo shvarm hadomim lanashim again. Only men who cause such embarrassment, but shvarm that cause embarrassment are pater, or at least the balei hashor are pater. Ma anashim muadim, just like men, people, are muad, that's when the chayef, so too af shvarm muadim. So too a shvarm muad, he's pater if he causes embarrassment. And now we can apply a kav v'chomer l'tamim. So certainly then a tam would also be pater de patiri from boshes. So then we say, hadar kasar rachmana baal shornaki. So then we have this pasuk. Baal shornaki is which extra pasuk. Must be coming to teach us something. So we should say, maybe only a tam is pater, but more would be chayiv in boshes. So that same logic, the same structure that we applied to the mevlados, we can apply as well to the pasuk, the whole construct of boshes. Maybe we're going to say, you're right. Baal Shor Naki comes to tell me that a Baal Shor is only Naki from Tam, whether it be Dmei Vlados and Boshes, but he would be Chayiv in both Dmei Vlados of a Muad and Boshes of a Muad. Maybe that's the same halacha. So Yahachi, that was really true, that Boshes and Dmei Vlados are going to come together. Listen, we should have learned above, a Baal Shor Naki, this is the above Bryce that we started with today, Baal Hashor Naki, which should have said Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, Pater Midvei Vlados Umi Boshes. He should have said them together. From the fact that Rabbi Yosef Glili was only referring to Pater from Midvei Vlados, and doesn't mention Boshes at all, tells us that Boshes is not part of the same structure. So for that reason, since it's not in the text, it seems like this whole idea of the Baal Hashor Naki, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, can't be how we understood. Again, we tried suggesting that Rabbi Yosef Glili, when he says that the Pater, it means that the Pater, that the short Tam, is pater from Dmei Vlados, but we wanted to conclude that he thought maybe by Shur Muad, they should be chayiv in Dmei Vlados. According to that same logic, we wanted to say he should also then say that a Shur Muad should also be chayiv in Boshes, but he doesn't say Boshes, he only says Dmei Vlados. So that suggestion is completely thrown out the window. So now we're saying, so Ella, Abai, V'Rava, Damri, Tevayos, they both say a different pshat. Anashim, Ein Ason, B'Isha, Yanshu, V'Yesh Ason, B'Isha, Lo Yanshu. When it comes to men who are fighting and they end up hitting a woman, if there is no asan, which means there's no death, that she doesn't die, so then they have to pay the money to her, the Dmei Vlados, to the Baal, the husband. But if there's an asan, B'isha, if the woman dies, so then they are considered murderers, whoever hit her is a murderer. So he's chayiv misa. So come labor the rabbi minei, he's pater lo yanshu, then they're pater from the tashum. They get punished from misa bezdin, but they're pater from the answer from punishment. So now the Gemara says that we learn from this, the lo shvarm, as opposed to shvarm ox, the afagav the isha also, even though the ox may have killed the isha, yanshu, they still have to pay, you would think they should have to pay the mevlados, kamashmon hadar kasarachmana bal hashor naki the pater, that the bal hashor is pater, again, even if the shore, again, the havin was, that only when men are fighting and they cause her to die. So if she causes to die, then they're pater from paying Dmei Vlados because come the rabbi minei. But if the shor were to kill the woman, then the Baal Shor should still have to pay Dmei Vlados. Says the pasuk Baal Hashor Naki that the owner of the shor is Naki, he always is pater from paying Dmei Vlados. That's what we think the drush is right now. Rabbi Yosef Glili. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Maskevla Rav Ad Bar Ava. Atu ba'asun talya milsa, b'kavana talya milsa. It doesn't depend on us on whether she died or whether she doesn't die. It all depends on what the kavanas were. So what does it mean, the kavanas? So look at Rashi. See Rashi, atu ba'asun talya milsa? He says, it's a decent size. Rashi, atu ba'asun talya milsa, b'kavana talya milsa. Nothing to do with asun, whether there's a death or not. It all depends on the kavana. V'afil yesh asun, even if there's a death, Bisha Yanshu im niskavin l'chavero. You should still have to pay, even if you had, since if you had kavana for the chavero and you accidentally hurt the woman. The sphere later of other Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. Damar b'masechas and hedgin be'ilu behina nisrafim niskavin l'harogetzev harogetzev pater. If intending killing Reuven and you end up killing his wife, then you're pater mimisa v'chay b'mamon. So it all depends on kavana. Nothing to do with asun at all. The Lesley, he points out as an aside, we don't hold of Tana to be Chizki, which we saw earlier. Damar lo chilkas bein miskavin le shein miskavin. He doesn't hold of Tana to be Chizki, doesn't care about Kavana. He all cares about Asun. But according to Elisha of Ada, he holds it all depends on Kavana, not Asun. Okay, everyone's with me still? So the Gemara now says, El Amar Rav Ada Brava, last eight lines of the Amud here. El Amar Rav Ada Brava, Anashim, ki niskavnu zelazeh. When two people are fighting and they have kavana to hit each other, afa gav sheish ason beisha yanshu. Even though there may have been an accidental death to the woman, they have to pay the mevlados because they did not intend on killing the woman. But kines kavnu isha atma, if they had intent on even killing her, so then lo yanshu, they don't get punished because that's kamle b'drabim minei. Since they had kavana for killing her, they chiyam mises bezin and they're parted from tashlumim. So that's what we learn from the pasuk ki anashim. But now the deek we're making is v'lo shvarim. I would have thought shvarim dafilu niskavnu liisha atzma. Even if the shor had kavana to kill the woman, yanshu, they should, the baal hashor should be chayav to pay the mevlados for their shor's actions. So that's why I need the pasuk kasa rachman and baal hashor naki the p'tiri that they're potter. And that's what Yossi Glee is coming to tell us. Again, remember the whole idea of this conversation was why do you need two different psukim? Rabbi Yossi Glee says baal hashor naki tells me that it's potter from the mevlados. Rikiva says the pasuk itself tells us of kina to anashim men are chai, but shvarim are pater. So two different psukim telling me the same thing, that the baal hashor is pater from paying the mevlados. So that's what we're explaining here finally, that there's one conclusion we would have made from the pasuk of kina to anashim, so the other pasuk baal hashor naki comes to clarify what's going on. And that's what the Gemara concludes here. V'chein, which finished his last three lines. Sorry, v'chein ki asa rev chagai midromi. He said the same thing. Asa v'aisi masnisa biyad, that he brought a brisa when he came from this place, from Droma, from the south. Kavase the rev Ada Brava, that completely supported the position of rev Ada. Yeah, you had a question, David?
Yeah, I don't understand the Havmina, you know, why the chiyon to anashim would even be thought to be refer to anything other than people fighting.
No, it's referring to people fighting, but we're making a diak where we call it apply to when shvarim are fighting.
Why?
Because it says dafka anashim, it says men. Only men have the following halacha, but shvarim have a whole different set of halachas. So what would you have thought about that phantom halachas of the shvarim? We would have thought that they're always chayav to pay the mevlados. Therefore, the pasuk says baal shonaki, that the shvarim are never responsible to pay for the mevlados.
Isn't that the maskana anyway?
The maskana is pater. The question is, Rabbi Kiva says you don't need baal shonaki. It doesn't need to teach a halacha.
The first Havimina was that the same way as Adam was Olam, we should say that Shvarim that are Muad should also.
That was the initial one, yeah.
I think that's exactly.
Either way, but at the end of the day, the goal we're trying to accomplish is what the Havimina was from Kina to Anashim, and the Baal Shanaki has come to reject that Havimina. That's why you need both Pesukim to work with each other. Last two lines of the Amud, the Gemara says, Tani Idach, there's yet another Brisa that says, Baal Hashor Naki, Rabbi Akiva now is speaking, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Naki midmei eved. So if a baal shor, if a shor kills an eved, but the halacha is that
Rabbi Akiva still holds that shvarim, that baal shor naki is free because from shvarim.
Right. So then we're always going to address Rabbi Akiva. How can he say what?
Right.
Okay. So baal shor naki, Rabbi Akiva says the halacha is that if a shor kills a eved, so we kill the shor, and then the baal shor pays 30 sela to the owner of the eved, the adam. So he says, Baal Shor Naki Midmei Eved, if it's a Tam, a Shor Tam, that kills an Eved, so then you don't pay the Knas. The Shor Tam gets killed still, but you don't pay the Knas. That's what we learn from Baal Shor Naki. He's Naki from paying the Knas of a Shor Tam. So Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, the name of Rabbi Kiva Lanafshe. Why does Rabbi Kiva ask the same question to himself? that he asked Rebbe Elazar on yesterday's daf. When Rebbe Elazar suggested something similar, what was his suggestion about Pater from... What is his case again? Pater v'chatzi kofer. If the tam kills a person, so Rebbe Akiva says, you're pater from paying chatzi kofer. So now Rebbe Akiva says the same thing. When you kill a kenad, eved, Rebbe Akiva says, Baal Sharnaki tells me that he's pater from paying the chatzi knas. So why doesn't he ask himself the same question? And the Gemara explains. When it comes to a short tam, he only pays from the value of the actual short tam. Now we've just killed a shor because the shor killed an eved. So now we're going to take this dead animal, this dead shor, and sell it. It's worth nothing now. We're going to sell it. We're not going to get the 30 shekel. So why didn't Rabbi Kiva, just like Rabbi Kiva asked that same question to Rabbi Elazar, ask himself that question? And therefore it would be pashut that the Baal HaShor, a short tam that kills an Eved, of course is pata from paying the knas of killing an Eved.
So the limud doesn't work.
You don't need a limud. It's so obvious. The dead shor is worth nothing to pay. You can't support the shloshim sela. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, b'kishakidem b'ilav v'shachto. We're talking about a situation where they never actually stoned the shor. They shechted it properly, and they shechted it properly, so now it's worth a little bit more. Now Rashi points out, has to be looked kishakidim baila vishachtu kodim shinigmardino. Because if it was after nigmardino, we already said it's asr, the shechita doesn't work, you can't sell, it's not worth anything. So you have to do the shechita before the gemardin, in which case the shechita is still kasher. So he saw that the shor killed, and that the shor killed an eved. He said, oh, I know Bezdin's going to take the shor away, I'm going to shecht him quickly now before it goes to Bezdin. Now he's got nice fresh meat to eat, and sell. So the Havamina is, Mal de Seima, what would you have thought? The Shalim Minei, maybe you should pay, you know, take the new meat that's just been shechted, sell it, and then pay the owner the Adon. So Kamash Malan, we learn from the Pasuk, Hoel Ubar Katalahu, Kamash Malan, we learn from the Pasuk of Baal Sharnaki, that he's completely pater from paying anything. It keeps going. Let's see. Hold the bar katalahu. Since the shor is subject to the death penalty, afagav the shachte lo l'shalom mile. Even though we shechted it properly, and there really is no yisur no, there is no chiyuv to pay. There's a special gzeras akasev that if a shor tam kills an eved, baal sharnaki, he's completely potter from paying, even if it's been shechted before gemar din, and even if the shor tam has value in terms of the meat, we still know there's no obligation to pay. So ihach, if that's the case, the Rabbi Elazar nami kishakidim v'shachto. So when Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Elazar yesterday's daf, how could you say Baal Sharnaki says that you're pater from kofar, you're going to take a dead shore and sell him, he's worth nothing. So why didn't Rabbi Elazar say, no, it may be in a case where he shechted it before went to Gemar Din, and it has value to it. And you would think you should have to pay the chatzi kofar from the shechted meat. Kamash Malam Baal Sharnaki. So why didn't Rabbi Elazar answer this way? Where's HaChanami? In HaChanami, Rabbi Kiva knew you could have answered this way. Rabbi Kiva was completely comfortable with that suggestion. So if he knew this was a good solution, so why did he ask Rabbi Elazar that question the way he asked it? So says the Gemara, V'savar, Rabbi Kiva felt, Dilma yislev time achrina, dadav mehai. Rabbi Kiva didn't want to give him his own solution. Maybe he wanted Rabbi Elazar to have a fresh look at the picture, and maybe he could come up with another chiddush, another explanation. So he knew himself that this could have been a solution, kishakidem v'shachto, where he shechted the shore before the Nigmar Din. But he didn't want to give Rabbi Elazar that. He wanted to, you know, cloud his thoughts and wanted to have a fresh look at this, the picture here. Maybe he could come up with some other svar. So then the Gemara says, v'neim leza, yeah?
Isn't kofar with Pradevadim in the same pasuk? Because, I mean, isn't it together with kofar of Anashim, or is that a separate kofar?
Which one?
The
Shloshim Shevet. I think it's two of them. Shloshim Shevet, yeah. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So v'neim alei. So why doesn't it say above, Rabbi Elazar nami lishnei lei kishakidim v'shachto? So why didn't we give this answer above? So now, if it really is a good solution, and Rabbi Kiva asked the question just to get Rabbi Elazar to give a different answer, so in the end of the day, why didn't Rabbi Elazar just say, or Rabbi Kiva answer for him, I understand why you need the pasuk of Baal Sharnaki to say your pasuk from chatzi kofar. Because you could think of this case where the Baal took the shor and shechted him before Gemar Din. So why didn't the Gemara suggest this above? So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Hasam, so now Gemara is going to make a distinction between the case of Eved versus the case of the Shechatzi Kofar. Hasam hu, dinis kavin laharogis habehema, vaharogis ha'adam, the shor lav bar katalahu, klal. There, the shor had kavana to hit or kill an animal, and he ended up killing a person. So there, the shor wasn't subject to the death penalty. So Sakdatechamina, I would have thought nechayev. So therefore, he should have to pay the kofir. So it's a kra lemute. That's why you need a pasuk to say bal hashor naki that he's pater from paying chatzi kofir. Al hacha the mikar bar katala hava. But here, where he's a bar katala, lo tar kra. You don't need the pasuk. I forgot the shachter. Let's see what's going on here. Look at Rashi. See Rashi one arrow line down. Amlecha, is it the one we need? Amlecha Rabbi Eliezer. Kishikidim v'shachta lo yisrechra. When you shechted the animal before Gmar Din, you don't need a pasuk for that case. The hasam ki hargo shlo mikavana yitzrech l'miftve mikofer. Let me read a little further. The shor la bar katala hu klal v'ilo miata hava mina ikir chiyu v'kofer hu. Valhacha the shor bar katala hu tchilas dino niftar mimamon v'lo chal alav tashlumim. What's he suggesting here? So what's he trying to? What's his goal? What question he's trying to answer? Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer this way that kishakidim v'shachto? That's the question. Okay, that's the point. He's saying the point is as follows. The case of Rabbi Kiva, Kishikidem Ashachto, that's a case where the shor is definitely going to be killed. Now, it didn't go to Gemar Din yet, but the shor killed the person, killed an Eved. That shor is definitely going to be killed, even though there's no Gemar Din. So since it's a Bar Katalahu, there's room to think. We'll read it inside in a second. But the case that Rabbi Elazar is thinking of, let's say there's a different scenario, where the shor tried killing an Behema, but ended up killing an Adam instead. That case, the shor doesn't get killed for that. So kol yitzakel is only if the shor had intent for an animal, for a person, and killed a person. But if he had intent for an animal, and the animal moved out of the way, then the shor ends up killing a person instead, that the shor doesn't get killed on. So that's the difference. So now that's being the difference of cases. Let's see why again, and yesterday's daf, Rabbi Elazar did not answer kishakidim v'shachto. Let's read it inside one more time. Again, Rabbi Amar Lecha, so Rabbi Elazar answers, Hasa, my case over there, where I didn't want to give the answer of kishakidim v'shachto. Hasam, who there, diniskabin laharugas a behema v'harugas adam. He had intent of killing an animal, last second the shur moved out of the way, and he ends up goring a person. La bar katalhu, there the shur is not chayiv misa. Klau. So there, the sakadaita chamina, I would have thought in that case where the shor is nechayiv misa, nechayiv, you should think that the bal hashor should have to pay in that case. He should have to pay the kofer, the chatzi kofer in that case. So itzrech kra lemute. That's why you need the pasuk bal hashor naki, that even in the case where the animal is not being sakol yisakel, will not be stoned, even there the bal hashor is naki. So that's why he didn't have to answer the way he answered here. Aval hacha, here in this case, where the shor actually killed an eved, and there was intent to kill the eved, so the shor ultimately will be killed. So kol yisakel. So lo tarakar, you don't need a pasuk to tell me this. Afagav the shachta, even though the owner shechted it, you don't need a pasuk because the animal has no worth to it. It's bar katal. It's viewed as a dead animal, even though you shechted it properly, and there's no need for a pasuk in this case. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva nami vade hachi hava. So according to Rabbi Kiva, this is also certainly true. So how could Rabbi Kiva say his case, kishakidim v'shachto? He should also say the same svara, since this shor is ultimately going to be stoned and killed, it also has no value to it, even if you shecht it earlier. So, fine, everyone's with me still, I think, I hope. So, Ella, I'm a...
Rabbi Kiva here, right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Kiva there.
Rabbi Kiva here, exactly. Rabbi Kiva here, so he suggests, he says, we're talking about case, kadim v'shachto, who cares if you kadim v'shachto? If it's already bar katal, if this animal is going to be stoned in the end of the day, we view it as not having any worth. So you don't need to have me bring a pasuk to say Baal Sharnaki that he's potter from payment. The animal is going to be killed whether it's through shechita, whether it's through stoning. We don't collect from such an animal. He's a bar katala.
Why do we say that in the case of the Adam, of the regular person, he meant to kill somebody else, and here the Eved, he meant to kill the Eved?
We're just saying that the Rabbi Elazar is creating a case that where the animal is not bar katala. And therefore, since he's not Bar Katala, he has value to him.
We'll be talking about the same case on both things.
We're not told what case it is. So Gemara is creating the case that's surrounding it. That becomes a very limited case. Meaning, according to Rabbi Elazar, the only time you need the pasuk Baal Shor Naki is if the animal kills a person unintentionally.
Right,
that's a very narrow case, right. But Fine. So anyway, so really we're trying to figure out still what's pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Rabbi Akiva said, Baal Shor Naki comes to teach me that the Baal Shor is pater from paying from the Dmei Eved. And we ask why. If you're going to stone the shore, so of course the shore has no value. So there's nothing to pay. What do you need a pasuk for to say that you're supposed to, that he's pater from payment? So Ella Amar Rav Asi says, Hi Milsa Mipi Degaver Rabba Shmirle. I heard explanation from a great person. Umani, who's that great person? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Explains as follows. I would have thought, so Rabbi Kiva holds, we saw this a couple of times I think already, that if a tam hits a person, even though normally a tam pays chatzi nezek, in this case if a tam hits a person, he pays the mosar. Let's say they attack each other. So let's say the tam ends up damaging the person more than the person ends up damaging the tam. So the Baal HaShor owes the Adam money. So whoever that damage is, he has to pay the full amount, Nezek Shalim. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. So since Rabbi Akiva is Machmir in that regard, so Mishtalim Nami Dmei Eved, Mei Aliyah. So you would think also that a sure Tom that has to pay, pays the Dmei Eved as well, Mei Aliyah, out of pocket, not from the Guf. And Rashi just explained to us, see Rashi Nishalim Dmei Eved Mei Aliyah, even though you're going to end up killing the shore as well, there's no din of tam by it when it attacks a person. Right, the whole idea where we said, because there's no value to the animal, it's only if you're collecting from the animal itself. But Rabbi Akiva holds, the shore tam that doesn't come to, when a tam hits a person, you don't have the halachas of collecting migufo. You pay out of pocket. You pay nezek shalim. So tam is thrown out the window when it comes to attacking a person. There's no halach of chatzi nezek by a tam that hits a person, and there's no din of gufo either when a tam hits a person. So it's therefore, even though the tam is being killed, still the owner of the shor tam has to pay out of pocket. So that's where Rabbi Akiva is coming from. So therefore, kasa rachmana baal shor naki, that even in this case, even though Rabbi Akiva holds that the halachas of tam don't apply when it hits a person, he is still pater from paying the death of the eved. So amalei Rabbi Zeira le Rav Asi. Rabbi Zeira challenges Rav Asi who make that suggestion. V'hat tavri Rabbi Akiva, the tavri lashon of shavar. Wasn't Rabbi Akiva already broken the gziza? Didn't we already crack him? We rejected him. We don't hold this opinion. He was chozer on this. The Tanya, the halacha, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Akiva Yomer Yachol Yishalim Min Haliyah. One might think that if a tam hits a person, he should pay out of pocket. Tam alomer kimishvar hazeh yaselo migufa mishalim veino mishalim min haliyah. No, even if a tam hits a person, the halacha is it's a kimishvar across the board. You always pay migufa, always from the value of the tam himself, and you don't pay out of pocket. So you see that Rabbi Akiva he retracted on this. So that can't be the explanation of Rabbi Kiva's definition of Baal HaShor Naki. El Amar Rav, Rav says, it's Rech Sakad Echamina. I would have thought, needs reason is as follows. I would have thought, Hoel Umachmiranu Be'eved Yosmi Ben Chorin. Since there's a Chumra that we apply to a killing of an Eved, more so than killing of a Ben Chorin, how? She Ben Chorin Yafesela Nosin Tela. Shloshim Nosim Shloshim. Whatever the value of the Ben Chorin was, that's how much you pay the Yorshim. When it comes to an Eved, Yafesela no sein shloshim. Misham nami de me Eved. But if an Eved's only worth a Sela, you still pay 30 Sela. So we see that there's a certain Chumra that we apply to an Eved. So too, you would think, Misham nami de me Eved min aliyah. So too, you would think to apply another Chumra, that if a short Tom kills an Eved, you should have to pay the Eved as well, because there's a certain Chumra.
That's a very strange.
Why?
Because I mean, you have to assume that any Bnei Chorim is worth more than 30.
I don't know.
I guess that's true.
How do you value? The way it works is actually you work at a chovel. The Gemara tells us, and the Rush tells us actually in the eighth parak, we'll get there in another a month and a half or so. It says how do you person chovel ba'adam? You hit a person. Exactly. So even a person you do based on how much he would be sold as an Eva Kanani.
But here the 30 shkalim is if he kills him. If he's chovel.
No, that's fine. I'm saying either way. So,
this is irrelevant. I mean, a free person, when they get chavel is one thing because it could be just a small chavel, a small thing.
If you had a factory of making shirts, who would you rather be working there? Me or some Eved who is a bit stronger, more capable than
you.
Me? No, not at all. I don't care. So, an Eved, as a worker, is more valuable than.
But Kofar doesn't depend on the value of the market. Only when it's, I think when it's Chovel. Kofar is worth...
How do you tell what a worth of someone, a value of a person? What's his value?
Even when it gets killed, that's how we value Kofar.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only Chaval.
No, I think any case. How else would you value a person? How do you value any of us? By our bank accounts? No, but what skills we have as a person. Not based on what college we went to, how much knowledge we have. I think based on physical capabilities. I think so. So either way, so that we see that there's a certain chumrah that is applied to an eved. So you would think, so too, you should apply the chumrah that even though a baal, a short tam, is potter from paying kofar to a ben chorin, maybe should be chai for killing an eved. Comes along the pasuk, tam alomar, baal hasher naki midmei eved. He's potter, he's clean of paying the value of the eved. And there's a new brisa now.
Yeah.
There we go. Right, erech is a completely different set of rules, right?
That's very interesting.
Okay, should we go vayiter or not? This brisa goes into like half of next amud, but at the same time, amud beis looks pretty big tomorrow. So we do have a few extra minutes, so should we try to go for it?
There's two dots in like 10 lines.
Oh, there is? Oh.
And then
give it. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're still far.
Oh, I was the wrong place here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Tani Kavasi, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong one. Okay, fine. So Kazir Achmana, Baal Sharnaki. Tani Kavasi, the Rava said, Baal Sharnaki, what is that coming to teach us? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Naki Midmei Ever, like we've been saying. Malo Dinu, isn't it a Kavach Omer? Hol v'chayiv be'eved v'chayiv b'ben chorin. Two different cases. If a shor kills an eved, shor kills a ben chorin. Comparable cases. Mak shechayiv b'ben chorin chelkas bo bein tam l'muad. If a shor kills a ben chorin, there's a difference. If he's a shor muad, he's responsible. If he's a shor tam, he's potter. So af kishechayiv be'eved, so too, when you're chayiv to pay for the death of an eved, nechalak bein bo bein tam l'muad. There should be that same distinction. So it should be pashut that you're chayiv in the muad and you should be potter b'tam. V'od kavachomer, ma ben chorin shenosin kol shavyo chelkos bo bein tam lemuad af sheino nosin elish as a eved sheino nosin elish shloshim eno din shenachlok bo bein tam lemuad. So ben chorin, it all depends on how much worth it is. So we see there's a certain chomer the Gemara thinks it could be a very valuable ben chorin, but an eved has a set price across the board, always 30. So if there's a difference, if there's a distinction between muad and tam in the world of ben chorin, which seems to have chomeras, so certainly there should also be that same heter of a short tam, that patur of short tam by an eved, which is a set price. So the Gemara says, lo. Machmeiner be'eved yosir mi ben chorin. There's a certain chomer that eved has that ben chorin doesn't have. She ben chorin yofisel. Let's say that ben chorin's worth very little. So no sin tella, you pay just the sella. Shloshim, no sin shloshim. If it's worth 30, then you pay 30. However, in Eved, which is only off its sella, you would be no sin shloshim, you would pay 30, which is a chumra. So yacha yechayiv, so you would think you should pay, even if a short tam kills an Eved, you should be chayiv. Tam alomer bal hashur naki midmei Eved. Okay, this question, should we go weiter now? I'm okay going a little bit further, yeah? Which kind of case scenario, we'll stop in the middle. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, V'hemisa isho isha. So the Pasuk says, it kills a man or woman. It's referring to a shor, I believe. Let's look on the side just for right. If a shor kills a man or woman, so the lach is that the shor yisakel, what we've been seeing, and you pay the kofar. So Amar Rabbi Kiva says, V'chima ba ze lamdenu. What's this Pasuk coming to teach us? Im l'chayv al ha'isha ki, she was telling me that the Baal HaShor is chayv, whether it kills a man or the shor kills a woman, Harei Kvar Nemar, the Pasuk already says elsewhere, Yach Shor as Isha as Isha. So there's already such a Pasuk telling us a halacha. Ella, Lahakish Isha Leish, to say that a woman is compared to a man, Ma Ish Nizakov Leyorshav Af Isha Nizakel Yorshav. In the case where she gets killed, or he gets killed, just like when he gets killed, it goes to his Yorshim. So to when she gets killed, the money, the kofar, goes to her Yorshim. So fine. So Gemara says, V'savar Rabbi Kiva lo yaris labal. Does he not hold that the husband doesn't get the Dmei Vlados? So V'hatana, doesn't the Braisa tell us V'yarash osa, that he inherits her? So this is the general psukim that's Parshas Pinchas that describe all the Seder Yerushos. So he inherits her. Mikan shebal yarash is isha divrei Rabbi Kiva. So the first pasuk that the husband is inheriting the wife. So So I guess the point is, what do you need a special pasuk? That's a mefurish pasuk elsewhere that the husband, there's the whole stint of Yerusha. Why do you think otherwise?
I think it's a contrast. I think here he's giving to the kids and not to the Baal.
That's what Yerusha means here, you think, yeah?
Yeah. I think here he's saying that the limud is that the Baal doesn't get it, the kids get it.
Ah, so Rashi pointed out, Nizkel Yerusha in the plural, velo lebaila.
Right.
It's a multiple Yerusha, they split it among the children, not the husband. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold, he explicit Brisa that he holds that the husband is the one who's Yorish everything, not the children. Okay, very good. So Amar Reish Lakish explains, Lo Amar Ella B'Kofer. This is only said by Kofer that the children get the Kofer. Why? Hove Eino Mishalim Ella Lacher Misa. Since it's collected only Lacher Misa after she's been killed. Havale Roy Venabal Noto B'Roy Kim Mukhsa. This is a clown, comes out throughout all the halachas of Yusha and Bechor. There's something that's muchzak, that's ready, is owned in the possession. And there's that which is coming. That's not that year, but it's roy, that it's coming to them, you know, a bond that might, you know, hasn't matured just yet, let's say. So that bond is not yet in the possession. It's not muchzak yet in her possession. So certain yorshim collect only muchzak, things that are already muchzak in her possession. And certain yorshim can even collect roy, those things which are coming down the line yet. So the lach we're learning here, that when it comes to a bechor, in general, bechor, who gets Pishnaim only is able to get Pishnaim on that which is Muchzak by his father. Anything that's Roy that's coming in the future, he doesn't get Pishnaim. So too, Reish Lakish explains, a Baal only is Yorish that which is Muchzak in her possession, not anything that's Roy. So here we have Kofer. It was not Muchzak. She didn't have any Muchzak in her Kofer. It only came. It only was created after she died. So the husband has no Muchzak in this, and that's why it goes to the children. My time, what's the reason for this? So... Okay, that's a strange question. Look at Rashi. My taima. Rashi says my taima. Ain kofer misham el lachar misa. So why is kofer only paid after death? Afagav dechsev. Even though it says be mis neima dechemen shamdu lemisa l'shalim mechayim. I'm so confused here because kofer only comes because when she dies.
Once they assess that she's going to die.
Even though she's still alive. I mean, in the case where she gets injured, seriously, she's still alive. So even though there's an assessment made, so that still doesn't take effect until after death. Okay, let's look at the Gemara here. My time, Amar Kol, the Pasuk says, "V'heimish ish o isha hashor yisakel v'gam balas yumas im kofer yushas alav." So what do we learn from this pasuk here? It says Rashi, "V'heimish v'chule," in the brackets, "shor ina beskila ad shiyamas hanizak dechsev v'meis ish hashor yisakel." The only time we kill the shor is only until the actual nizak actually dies. So once that's the case, and since we connect the killing of the shor to the paying of the kofar, even though we may have made the assessment while she was still alive, we don't actually require the payment until she does die. In which case, kofar is only really created after death. So since it comes after death, it's considered roy, not considered muchzak. The baal, therefore, is not yorish on things that are roy. It goes to the children. Fine, maybe we should stop here then. Ubin Zikin Lo Amar Rekiva. Okay, we'll stop here. All right.
Oh, yeah.